Ms. Brown speaking.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First. Returning to Ms. Cole.
Yes, hi. My name is Ms. Brown. I'm calling from Keystone. I was trying to get a working phone number for Cynthia Bell.
And what number do you have for Mrs. Bell?
One number I have is 215-839-4824. Another number I had was at 215-800-7480.
So we do got the 74. Can I have her date of birth?
2/26/57.
Thank you. So we do have the 215-800 number that you did provide it. There's another number attached. It's
267-769-2345. Who's her, what's her care?
Her care worker is James Hines.
James Hines.
And his number is 215-758-3217. I think we had some problems with this character. Let me just look at the file. Myra.
Is he new?
I think we've had, I'm trying to see, because I remember this name somewhere. We was having difficulties with this caregiver with EBV. I need to stab me. Yeah, we removed him.
Y'all took him off?
Yeah, because he refused to clock in and out. Yeah.
Okay, so who's her caregiver?
So right now, let me see. Check on with Cynthia. She said everything is fine. James will be working. Oh, the patient is refusing him too. No. Miss Cynthia refused him to come to her house. Hold on here.
Oh.
Not answer. Something is going on here. Maybe we should do a wellness check. They are actually scheduling. They removed James. Yeah. Let me know. Let me place you in a brief hold to find out from the case coordinator on what's going on with this case. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, ma'am. She's on another call. What I'm seeing is there's a note in here that James was her caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was he went to her home on yesterday, and she did not answer the door. He reported that she's not taking her meds.
Sorry.
And he's reminding her to take her medicine because she's forgetting a lot. She's not checking her blood sugar, and she's smoking so heavily in the home.
So he went there yesterday.
Yeah, he went there yesterday, yep, and she did not answer the door.
So and what number, was he calling her on that number you just gave me, the 267 number?
Let me see. What number? He's clocking in on the app. He called the 215-758-3217. That's the direct care worker's direct number.
Oh, that's his number. No. Oh, so.
So
he called her on the 267-769 number.
No. This is what the caregiver reported yesterday. He called yesterday because he arrived and she wasn't opening the door. And we tried reaching her, and she did not answer. So we advised our wellness person to schedule a follow-up visit. So that's what's happening.
So do you know when they're going to do that?
It's not a note in there yet. The person that does the home visit didn't respond yet.
Okay, because she's going to need a caregiver or something. We can't have her not having a caregiver.
Right, but we got to get her on the phone because, I mean, if she's not answering the door and we're sending people to the home, we got to confirm that she knows who's coming.
So whenever someone go out there, can you give me a call back?
Sure. Is this your direct number?
Yes, because I'm going to try to get in contact with her, and I might have to do a pop-up.
Okay.
Well, she don't answer the door. I'm just going to be honest. She don't answer the door. I know that.
Yeah.
She won't answer. Okay. So when she can know you're coming, she still won't answer.
Gotcha.
So I'll
Okay, so I'll keep you posted.
All right, I appreciate that.
No problem. Can I get your name again?
Miss Brown.
Miss Brown. Okay, Miss Brown. You take care, okay?
Thank you, do the same.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye.